crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Of the Starship Enterprise, its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Awake Radio, deconstructing the dream world, one lie at a time.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you?
You know, for a second there, yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah. Welcome to Scottish Sovereigns on the Land and the home of No Borders Radio.
Hey, Doc, this is it.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot at...
Thank God I still got my hair! October 26th. What on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Well, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course! Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars! This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's gotta look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
Flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt? How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
But all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean... That says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're gonna build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style? Besides, the stainless steel construction made the flux dispersal. Look out! This is truly amazing. A portable television studio.
Wait, what? capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say? What did you say?
A bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning.
What did I just say?
A bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning.
Of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
Everybody, it's Old Shaziz here. I'm out here in my mad science laboratory. Before I get started, I'd like to say thank you to the Scottish Sovereigns and No Borders Radio, and thank you to Awake Radio and We Roar Radio and many other networks there as. Appreciate all the interest and the hard work that everybody's put in everything to keep all these shows going and all these networks alive. And growing, as far as I'm concerned, we're doing a good thing, and we need to keep on growing. So with that said, we need to, if you, the listener out there, is very important. If you can bring your friends and people, if you believe in what it is what we're doing on all these networks, bring your friends from your Facebook or whatever, your YouTube, and tell them to come on over here because we got some really exciting things going on. We got Muddy Mudman from Green Wind and other home energies. We got Cultists out there, Desert Experimenter. We got Russ from RWG Research and Steve behind the scenes helping build the site and all kinds of stuff. If you haven't been over to ShazizRadio.com, you need to go over there and take a peek around because every day there's new content over there and new links to a lot more information. If you're interested in Tesla, there's plenty of information links going to let you read in on some of Tesla's lectures and stuff like that. And there's also links to the University of Australia, which they're working on pretty much the same kind of things that old Shaziz is working on with plasma technology. And then we also got a few other links out there for charities, good causes like Whale Wars. Captain Paul Watson, I had the opportunity to have him on my radio show one time, and it was a really, really good interview. Excuse me. Anyway, we got Captain Paul Watson's Way of Wars link on there, and you can click on that one there. And then there's the Save the Bears over there in Asia. There's a link for you could go over and help and see what you can do to get involved with that. And we're going to be putting many more links up there. Anything that's got a good positive influence to make our world a better place, save the animals, save the trees, save the planet kind of stuff. You know, it's all important because we are all living here on this beautiful ball flying through space, and it's our boat, you know, and we're all in the same boat together. We're trying to avoid World War III and all the civil wars of the world. We're trying to repair the world one positive pebble at a time. And so with that said, just you, the listener, and all the people behind the scenes of Awake Radio and all the hosts and all the people behind the scenes of No Borders and We Roar and Shaziz Radio, and all the different networks that keep coming on board. If you go on to Shaziz.com and you go click on the host section, you'll notice that there's a button there for alternative radios. And so I am putting their pertinent links so that you can hear all sides of the story, every side of the story, all kinds of points of view and everything like that. There's multiple radio stations on there, multiple networks that you have access to listen in and see what the alternative media is talking about. And so if you happen to notice, I put a link in each one of the chat rooms down there that goes to a nifty little deal with some clocks on there. There's going to be a whole lot more clocks than that before I'm all done with it. But there's a picture on there I wanted you to see because it came out of the mind of another individual. I have a friend named Dom out there, and he was talking to me while we were having a bit of lunch yesterday after we went to a fair. And he was talking to me about an idea that he had in his head. Well, it just so happens that the idea that he had in his head was literally an ion plasma drive engine that could essentially travel a person through space at an alarming rate of speed. So, with that said, my plasma reactor with his idea with the ion engine and a bunch of other individuals out there such as a man goes by the name Troden101 on YouTube. I'm going to send a link into his channel because I think that if you really go and you pay real close attention to his research that he's doing. Now, the man's name's Daniel. He's a really nice guy. He's a little frustrated, which is understandable because researchers such as myself, we don't have access to funding, and so it's a little hard to get anything accomplished in this day and age for alternative researchers. Everything that we do, we fund by ourselves and all that kind of stuff, and sometimes it just doesn't. I don't know what I just put a link in there, and anyway, we'll work that out later. Anyway, yeah, Daniel's a pretty nice guy. I had a pretty extensive conversation with him. He's intelligent, and he thinks outside the box. And the problem is, you know, when you when you're thinking outside the box and you're talking to supposedly highly educated college graduates versed in the laws of physics and different modern mainstream science thoughts, ways of thinking, you can't really get nothing accomplished because nobody really wants to pay attention to anybody who thinks outside the box. Which is a shame because it's the ones that think outside the box that come up with the innovative ideas. And so if you happen to click on that link that I put in there, the first one for the clock page, and you see that picture, you'll understand what it is I'm fixing to talk about. If you click on that other link there, Daniel's YouTube there, and want to go over there and subscribe to him, I'm going to be working with him, see if I can help him get some better videos going on. He's a really, really intelligent man, but his videos are, you know, maybe a bit dull, but you got to pay attention to what's actually happening in there. He's got one video in there called Spark Gap, Spark Gap stuff, but if you watch this video, he takes these two tungsten rods, and he puts some pretty high voltage to these rods via a generator that he's designed and a bridge rectifier that he's also designed. And you can literally watch these tungsten elements create a ball of fire right before your very eyes. Now, I've watched a lot of spark gap videos, and I've seen plasma, and I've seen high voltage in all different directions. He's got some really good, interesting theories on the way that electricity works, and he's worth talking to, and just hear him out. And I believe that he's got a key that would essentially, especially if you're into hydrogen, if you're into doing hydrogen separation, then his system would be really beneficial for using low wattage to do a lot of work as far as separating the hydrogen and oxygen. And anyway, that's another story for another time. But if you look at the photo there, and you can think about it as if it was an engine. If you was flying through space and the materials that are out there in the vacuum of space, you know, there's so many different micrometeorites and all kinds of materials or whatever, and those materials are sucked in through an intake system and then go down through a super high voltage plasma reaction that basically ionizes the materials as they're coming through and sends them back out in the other direction as plasma energy. You could drive clear across the universe and time and space itself without ever even having to fuel up. You notice there's a molecule in the center of that, which is H3O. And everyone knows what H2O is. It's hydrogen, two hydrogens and one oxygen makes water. Well, with that said, you got one massive amount of fuel going on there. A little bit of H3O. And you've got an even more potent amount of fuel going on there. So if you want to escape the Earth's atmosphere, so to speak, you use the little tank of H3O, you fire it through a high voltage plasma reaction, and then basically jettison yourself off the rock and then out into space. And once you get into space, you put that fuel on reserve and you just use the intakes of the engine itself to drag in fuel as you're driving. And this pretty much came out of the mind of an individual who's not necessarily a physicist or a scientist, or, you know, he's just an average Joe. Saw it in his head, told me about it last night. I drew the thing up, and so Dom gets credit for that engine. It's a pretty ingenious, simple solution with an amazing outcome. So anyway, yeah, we're talking about being able to travel through time and space. Yeah, the mainstream scientists, they'd call you a nutcase for saying that. But go over there and click on the University of Australia's link. I believe it's in the Mad Science section on ShazizRadio.com. Excuse me, I had to have a drink of coffee. Anyway, I think that we need to get this this ball on a roll. My friend Daniel's kind of frustrated because with all the ideas that the average Joe, see, I kind of believe like the universe is putting all the pieces of the puzzle in play, put them all together, so that bringing like-minded individuals who are interested in essentially free energy, traveling through time and space, spiritual enlightenment and all that kind of stuff, I believe there is a mass awakening going all over the planet. And you can pretty much see that with every alternative media network, there's a whole lot of talk about spirituality and alternative energy and alternatives to the mainstream of everything. Essentially, in my view, the people are getting up and walking away from the table, man. In my belief, we've looked out and seen the world. We've seen how the world is jacked up, and people just are fed up. They're looking for a different way of life. And I believe that's what all these networks are about. I believe that's why you're here listening right now. I believe that you're one of the ones who's awake, and you're just trying to figure out what everybody else is figuring out at the same time. So with that said, we got to keep that information flowing. We got to keep all the positive pebbles going in the right direction so that we can move humanity towards the next step in human evolution, if you believe in evolution, or the next step in creation or whatever. Either way, it's not a bad thing to be going in the right direction. And so I think that we need to keep growing these alternative networks. This is the reason why when you come on ShazizRadio.com, you're going to find out that I'm not just promoting ShazizRadio.com. I'm promoting every radio station out there, every alternative idea, anything that thinks outside the box. So if you look at something on Shazizz.com and you don't think it's possible or you don't agree with it, then throw another idea in there. Because this is a table for all the ideas of the world. It's all the brilliant minds coming together and trying to make our world a better place. I believe in the dream. I'm going to continue to believe in the dream. I'm not going to give up until there's not a breath left in my body. I do my YouTube channel. If you haven't seen my YouTube channel yet, go over to www.youtube.com/Shazizz. There's also a Shazizz Radio YouTube that's probably only got like 80 subscribers on that one. I really ain't done much work on old Shazizz Radio YouTube, but I need to get over there and put up some new music for people, different stuff like that. As far as ShazizRadio.com, I'm hoping you guys are all enjoying this. And, you know, the site is ours. It's not mine. It's ours. It's each and every one of you. So if you got suggestions or whatever, let's put it together. You're going to have hosts from several different networks that are actually going to be hosting on Shazizz Radio. And see, we didn't steal each other's host or nothing. We are simulcasting. So the same host you might be seeing on Shazizz Radio might be the same ones on Awake Radio, and they might be the same ones on No Borders or We Roar or any of the other networks out there. So you're going to get a wide variety of all kinds of different shows and content. And the whole thing is for everybody out there to keep in mind that what we do this for is a positive influence on the world, not a negative influence. I mean, anybody can sit around and cut down somebody else's ideas and beliefs, but this is not what we're all about. We don't bring all these people from all the different nations of the world just to make the world a worse place. Don't make no sense. If you want to do that, why even mess with it? Because we can already see it's already going down a bad path. So there's no need throwing negativity out there and cussing one another or, you know, disrespecting others' beliefs. Well, after all, we are in the same boat. We got to travel through time and space together with one another. And so, you know, this is why we do what it is that we do. So anyway, here we are on another Saturday out here and out here listening to a crazy old mad science guy. And what have we learned in all this time that old Shaziz has been on air? You know, I've been called everything under the sun. But said I ain't put forth no kind of nothing for no information for anybody. I'm pretty much having to say that if you haven't learned anything by now, you hadn't been listening. Because energy is free. You are energy. You're pure energy. There's all kinds of ways to tap into the energy that is around us, all over. It's in the dirt, it's in the air, it's in the trees, it's in the sky, it's in space. Everything around you, you're floating around in a sea of energy. Now, the modern day inefficient appliances that you have to deal with on a continuous basis that the power company has you under the thumb of, individuals such as Daniel over there, goes by Trojan101 on YouTube, you go watch them videos. And no matter how boring you think it might be or whatever, just keep on watching. Pay real close attention to what's going on. This man was able to literally set fire to tungsten. Two tungsten rods. Literally set fire to it. A plasma reaction going on right before your very eyes. Watch his oscilloscope video too. So, the things that he's doing and the things that I'm working on as far as plasma and the things that the University of Australia has already been working on, the things that Muddy Mudman works on, and Desert Experimenter, Cultus, keep an eye on these guys. Keep an eye on Russ from RWG Research. He's also got a YouTube. All these guys got YouTube channels. Support them if you can, you know, help them out. You know, one of the things that was bothering Daniel was the fact that, you know, there's no funding out there for the alternative energy guy. He was talking about, you know, we could get this a whole lot faster if we could just get somebody to start throwing pennies in the bucket. You know, if there's 100,000 people out there and they believe in the same project and they all throw in a buck a piece, everybody's got it. We can get it. We can get this stuff done a whole lot faster. Now, I'm not one to ask for donations because I don't, I say I'm bringing free energy to the world and I mean it. So myself personally, you'll never hear me asking for a donation. However, I don't discount anybody who does because that's their own personal deal. But, you know, me personally, I'm advertising, I'm going to bring to the world free energy. 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt, I will prove free energy before I die. And that's a fact. That's my ultimate goal. But before all that, there's a whole lot of researchers out there that really could use some funding. A lot of researchers out there that could use some help. If you can donate to No Borders Radio or donate to Awake Radio or We Roar Radio or any other alternative networks out there that you feel are doing a good job, then do it. And if somebody out there can get a bucket and throw it in the middle of the room and everybody throw a dollar in there to go towards some researchers out there that need some help to get something done, then let's do that as well. I throw some pennies in the bucket too. Because if we all throwing pennies in the bucket and we're all backing these alternative energy researchers, then we're going to get all this stuff done a whole lot faster. Everything in my mad science laboratory comes from recycled material, recycled junk. And I did that deliberately because I wanted to prove if you can do it with junk, imagine what you could do with a really nice laboratory. Now the big wigs out there, the super elite supposed mainstream science guys that can't tell their foot from a hole in the ground. They're well funded. They have big, huge labs, and they can do all kinds of stuff. That's why they subscribe to the lie of global warming and tell everybody the planet's heating up and you're all going to freaking die, because as long as they can keep you in fear, they can keep the money rolling. Money via the bogus carbon tax that they're socking the Australians and everybody else on the planet with. You know, there's a really good video on my Mad Science channel there on Shaziz Radio. Go watch that video and listen to this man's evidence. Talk about how global warming stopped back in 1998. Shows all of the evidence. Well, the evidence is out there. The knowledge is out there. What's it going to take to get everybody to actually pitch in together and believe in one another and believe that we are more powerful than we can possibly imagine? Alone, one of us could do some really cool stuff, but together, there is nothing we couldn't accomplish. Proof in the pudding is so many other individuals all over in third world nations, such as, you know, over in Africa and you know, small communities that necessity is the mother of invention, and they figure out a way to survive, even in the harshest conditions. Over in Dubai, where they have huge buildings that pump thousands of gallons of water through these buildings. They built the island out of compacted sand, and then huge desalination plants to bring fresh water to everybody. Beautiful place. So, it's not beyond the realms of possibility for mankind to be able to do anything. If we, the people, have this kind of knowledge and are rediscovering old, lost, and hidden technologies, you can imagine what the governments of the world are tinkering with. So if you think it's not possible to travel through time and space, you need to just go on back to sleep, man. You know, or wake up and help pitch in and build the machine that'll take us in through time and space itself. And do what it is that you were meant to do as a human. Discover and create and enjoy. Live life and love, that kind of stuff. You know, every day we keep getting more and more hosts on Shaziz Radio and all these different networks coming together with all kinds of different points of view on everything under the sun. It's amazing. And it's my belief it's only going to keep getting better. So, while you're listening to Awake Radio and their shows and hosts, if you believe in what they're saying, invite your friends over from Facebook. If you listen to No Borders Radio and you believe in what they're saying, then invite your friends over to No Borders. Get them in the chat rooms. Invite them to ShazizRadio.com. Get them in the chat rooms. Let's start sharing ideas on a massive scale. Let's keep on doing what we're doing. Let's just ramp it up. I've got more videos that I'm trying to get out there, get them produced, and get out there for everybody to see, bits of information that leading to an ultimate device that I want to share with the world. I've spent probably the last couple weeks working behind the scenes on this Shaziz Radio website. You know, when we got trouble with one network and the network just can't seem to agree, we go on to another network and we build another one, and the networks just continue to grow. Individuals out there are starving for information. They're starving to reach out and touch and speak and communicate across the international boundaries. We're living in an amazing time. We have the capabilities to do so much. I believe in you. And if you believe in the dream and you think that I got something positive, Dad, and you want to join my YouTube channel to see what I'm up to, then that's great. If you don't, go over and check out Muddy's. If you like his stuff, Join in. Do whatever you can to support the researchers out there who are trying to give away. And I'm saying give away, not sell. Give away the ideas that they're coming up with. It would be nice if we were all well-funded, if we could get one massive lab together and everybody get on the plane and meet in the middle somewhere and we could build all this stuff. But since we don't have that capability, if you notice on Shazoo's radio, there's a link called Virtual Labs. And that's where it's going to be kind of our meet in the middle spot. We're going to have live video coming from separate labs in all different nations and people doing real-time experiments with one another, helping each other to invent and design and troubleshoot alternative energy ideas. There's so many people out there that has so many different ideas, and some of them have dreams of becoming famous and fortune and wealth and fortune and all that kind of stuff off of their ideas. And then there's those down there who, like myself, believe that all this knowledge should be shared throughout the entire world. It should be shared freely, openly. You know, some folks call it open source information. Whatever you want to call it. I call it throwing positive pebbles into the pond. You throw positive pebbles in the pond, you send ripples of positivity across the world, and it affects every living creature on this globe. And so it's building our world into a better place, one positive pebble at a time. So when you're sitting there in the chat room and you're talking amongst your friends and you're listening to my voice or any of the other voice of all the hosts out there, don't think of yourself as any less important. Because just you being here is important. Something that you got on your mind is a piece to the puzzle that we're all trying to solve. How to beat the man at his own damn game that he's had more time to study at. He's had more time to prepare for. He's built massive bunkers to protect the elite, but yet left us all out in the cold. You know, wars and starvation and sickness and all the craziness that's going on around the world. They're all caused by every damn supposed representative and every supposed government of the world. Right now, we're all on the edge of our seats hoping that we don't end up in World War III over this debacle over in Syria with the Russians and the Americans and the Chinese and the Iranians and everybody else involved in the situation. We don't need that crap. We don't need no damn World War III. What we need is people to start getting along. We need people to start understanding how to become truly enlightened. Because, brothers and sisters of the world, if we go into World War III, we're screwed. That's no doomsday scenario / freaking conspiracy theory. That's cold-hearted fact. Cold-hard fact. That World War III will be the end of what we call humanity. You know, you talk about one 500-pound bomb back in Hiroshima and one in Nagasaki and the misery that brought about and the death and destruction. Now you have to contemplate not only 10 and 20 megaton nuclear warheads, some of which have multiple warheads. And then energy weapons as well. So, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to sit around and blow each other up and fry each other's faces and brainwash each other into oblivion? And the last man standing on the pile of flaming, smoldering rubbish is the king? What's the point in all that? Metallica had a good song, King Nothing. I should have played that song. But, seriously, man. We got people from Australia. We got people from Ireland. We got people from Britain, we got people from England, we got people from Scotland and Canada and Russia and China and all different nations of the world who have come together because we're sick and tired of all the craziness going on in this world. We got to make it right. We have simply got to make it right. We got to turn this world into what it could be. We got to steer humanity into a direction that's going to give not just hope for the future, it's going to give us the opportunity for a future. These knuckleheads out there, they talk right past us. When they're on the news, they talk to us like we're stupid. And when the presidents of all the different nations come on the TV, on the mainstream media, they talk right past you. They talk as if you don't even exist. And where do they get the numbers? Oh, 60% of the American people are for going over bombing a sovereign nation. BS. B.O. keeps spitting out BS. 90% of all American people do not want any more war. We're war weary. We're tired of it. We're tired of being lied to. Weapons of mass destruction, my eye. What we want is peace, love, and hope for humanity and our children and our children's children's future. We're sick and tired of it. We're fed up with all these bankers out there robbing and raping and looting and pillaging the world around us. The only thing that's ever kept the American people thus far from a second civil war is the fact that we're passive in some ways. We're trying to work things out peacefully. We're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt so that we don't end up in a second civil war. We're trying to use the courts, we're trying to use the media, we're trying to use everything under the sun in order to bring about peace on the land. But believe me, people, there will come a day when the United States government and the foreign banks and all the other individuals involved in, whether it be the Illuminati or the Freemasons or any of the damn organizations out there that are supposedly running the whole mess, whoever's in charge, whether you believe in a conspiracy theory or not, whoever is in charge better know this, that there will come a day that they will push the American people's back so far against the wall. And when it comes down to between my children and the U.S. government, then my children are going to win. And that's the way that 99.9% of all Americans feel. 99.9% of all Americans don't want to come over to your land and shoot down your children. 99.9% of all Americans want to sit in the backyard and have a barbecue and learn about your culture. The upper echelon, the 1%, the supposed elite, the representatives of this nation who have gone awry, in their psychopathic mind, they think the ends justify the means, that collateral damage is okay. No, sir. Collateral damage is not okay, and it has never been okay with the American people. We the people, not the corporate government, the District of Columbia, which is the Washington, D.C. Now, we've allowed these individuals to do a lot of crappy things because they've been lying all this time and saying, oh, we got to save America. Truth be told, we got to save America from those corrupt bastards. There's a lot to be said on that subject. And this is all the more reason why we, the people of the world, need to get our act together. We need to keep these alternative ideas flowing. We need to keep these alternative networks alive. If you can throw a penny in the bucket to any of these alternative networks, then please, by all means, do so. If you can't, you know, at least throw some positive influence in there. Throw some smiley faces in the chat rooms. Let them know that you're there. Let them know that you're listening. Let them know that you're sharing the information with other individuals. Because if the word stops at the door, then it didn't get very far. But if you open those doors and you send this information out to your friends, your neighbors, in any way possible, you tell them there's good positive influence, there's good things happening in this world, give them hope and tell them that we are out there and they can join us. We're not talking about violent overthrows of nations. We're talking about peaceful resolutions, peaceful solutions towards bringing our governments under control. Making damn sure that we know who's being elected and what they stand for before we put our stamp of approval on their name and send them to Washington or wherever. This is what Shaziz Radio, No Borders Radio, Awake Radio, We Roar Radio, Orion, OYM, and all the different networks out there. This is what we want. We want peaceful solutions. We want representatives to be held accountable. And we want technology to be out there in the open for humanity to do better than we have in the last several, how many ever, hundreds to thousands of years. This is going to have to be it. This is going to have to be the age of true enlightenment. This is going to have to be the time when each and every one of us decide that we are more valuable and that we do believe in the dream. Because this is the last go. In everything that I've seen, in everything that I've witnessed in my life, I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is the last go for humanity. And if we don't get it right, well, who knows? It might just be like we go by way of the dinosaurs. They go...
No matter how America lost. NATO forces bombed Serbia and Kosovo. An unidentified man is being held for questioning by the FBI for suspected links to last month's biological virus deaths. In local news, a dog named Hero takes the grand prize at the annual... I wish I could tell you more pertinent news, but we're in a rating system here, and the key factor is...
sensationalism.
They've got you running in circles, 9 to 5, and 5 to 9, you're mine. I tell you what they want you to know, and you consider it the truth.
Nobody is opening their eyes.
Our global economy is depleting the world of our lives and natural resources.
And are you happy? Come on! I work for the system.
Well, if you filled up your gas tank lately, then you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise.
You don't need us to tell you gas prices are on the rise. I know.
And at 12:09, welcome back in. The final days of the campaign sometimes can get a little salty.
Well, the final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
As you probably noticed, the final days of the campaign have been, well, you might call them just a little salty.
If your email inbox is out of control and you've given up sorting it out, a Baltimore company thinks it has a solution for you. Could this be the end of email overload?
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 Could this be the end to email overload?
Could this be the end of email overload?
Could this be the end of email overload?
And welcome back to the show. I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
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 I scream, you scream, we all know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, and you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, and you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
If you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face.
Tonight, chewing on free trade. Tonight, market down, book sales up.
Tonight, award-winning style.
Here's the latest from the City Post newspaper.
Good evening. Our top story tonight, pitching free trade to Ontario's agriculture industry. Canada's ambassador to the United States, Ellen Gottlieb, is in town tonight trying to do just that.
Real people connecting with our audience, drawing from an established nationwide network, all under the Quebecor Media banner. Coast to coast, and as Canadian as you are, Sun News Network, hard news, straight talk, coming soon. CTV National News with Lloyd Robertson. CTV National News with Lisa Leflamme.
Thanks for being with us. I'm Sandy Rinaldo. We'll be here tomorrow, and of course, we hope you'll tune in.
Welcome to E-Talk. I'm Ben Mulrooney.
Good evening. I'm Gord Martineau.
Welcome to CBC News Toronto. I'm Anne-Marie Medaway.
And I'm Dwight Drummond.
Stephen D'Souza, CBC News Toronto.
I'm Peter Bansbridge. Thanks for watching.
Have you had enough propaganda from the corporate-controlled media? Break free from the mainstream. Join PressForTruth.tv.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
The world.
Sovereigns, Homeland, and the home of No Borders Radio.
Government. Freedom. Law. Education. Health. Free energy. Money. Debt. Awake Radio. Deconstructing the dream world, one lie at a time.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? You know, for a second there, yeah, I kind of did.
Throughout humanity's existence on Earth, there have been rulers and there have been the slaves. Which line do you fall into? An easy question with a not so easy answer. The fact of the matter is that by merely being able to listen to the sound of my voice automatically puts you into what I call the real 1%. Nearly 7 billion souls on this tiny speck of sand in this universe, most of them, nearly 6.5 billion, try to scratch out a living on less than $2 per day. The disparity between the haves and have-nots is incredibly wide. Yet, you are the 1%. The 1% which has access to clean water, food, electricity, internet, education, the list goes on and on. Daily, we're conditioned to make money, pay our taxes, because it's patriotic. Buy things we really don't need and to teach our children to do the exact same thing. We live in a world where they're told our personal self-worth is measured by the money we have and the things we own. Sometimes not realizing we really don't own anything. After all, we can't take any of it with us when we leave this little speck of dust at the end of the day. We're made to believe that we are unfortunate to those who have more wealth than we do. We are made to believe that because of this disparity, we are the downtrodden, the disadvantaged, without ever looking at the full picture. We are tricked into divisiveness between left and right, between him and her, us and them, between black and white, where there really is no black and white, just many shades of gray. And yet we still run on a treadmill like little rats in a cage. We wake up, we work, we pay tax, we go home, we buy stuff to fill an empty hole in our souls. And the cycle repeats. Instead of doing a more intelligent thing of downsizing, doing with less and helping fellow humanity, we keep running on the treadmill. Bigger houses, fancier cars, bigger TVs. The biggest step to finding a solution is to realize a problem exists. The next step comes from within. I'm Ken Anderson, and you've been listening to Shouted from the Moon. What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Tracks deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
Well, I fell asleep at the wheel there. Well, you're listening to Shaziz Mad Science on Shaziz Radio, on We Roar Radio, on Awake Radio, on No Borders Radio, and many other networks out there. So, with that said, I noticed a comment in the chat room, a question by Gordy out there, wanted to know about the getting free energy. Well, my friend, free energy is all around you. While all of us researchers out here are doing work such as alternative energy ideas and many more, right now you've got access to solar. I've got a video out there called Simple Solar would be a good one to start with, and there's one called Simple as Dirt. Shows you how to get electricity out of the dirt. You know, you can get electricity out of the sun, and you can get electricity out of the wind, and you can get electricity out of the rain, and you can get electricity out of heat. You can build Stirling engines. There's so many different possibilities, even going all the way back to the steam engine itself, in order to turn turbines and create energy. So there are many, many, many already proven methods by which you can get alternative energy. You can get free energy right out of the dirt. The thing about myself and my research, although my main field of study right at the moment is in plasma technology, my brain works mechanically. And so I got to thinking about all this kind of stuff, and I got to thinking about the Bedini motor and the steam engine and the Stirling engine and Muddy's actual flux wind turbine and all the different alternative energy machines out there, and even the solid-state, no-moving-part energy machines. And I said, what am I going to do to produce enough energy, enough stuff to actually give a person the capability to tap into the system that's already existing, the inefficient waste of electricity and energy that already exists. We've got this massive spider web of all kinds of wires hanging from poles that are running down to people's houses, and they're running inefficient appliances throughout the entire house. And so rather than to rebuild the whole entire thing, I decided the best thing to do was to build the drivetrain for the machine that will run the generators of the future. So I took my mechanical skills, and I take all the knowledge that I have in different fields of study, and I combine all these things in there. It's sort of like not putting all your eggs in one basket. You know, don't just rely on earth batteries. Don't just rely on chemical batteries. Don't just rely on the sun or the wind or the rain or the hydro or the thermal, any of that. Just design yourself a system with whatever nature has provided with you. If you're in a really windy area, go into some wind turbines. If you're in a really sunny area, go into some wind turbines and some solar. If you're near a stream, a creek, or a river, or a ocean front, use the energy that nature provides to produce electricity for you. Use the earth itself. Using Tesla's technology, you can literally bait electrons out of the earth and create massive amount of power that you then in turn feed into capacitor banks and run off of just as if they were batteries themselves. So all the technology's there. The kicker is building something that will be able to plug into all existing systems right now, so that the person doesn't have to go out and buy this or that or try to modify. So I'm literally building an engine, a motor, so to speak, a drivetrain that I already have the power source for. And I'm going to build this engine to not only turn generators, but run cars, airplanes, and even more. So with that said, keep your eyes open, and every once in a while check in on me on YouTube and see what it is that I'm working on. Look at my video, the Electron 2 or the Electron 1, where I turned a motorcycle and a go-kart into an electric vehicle. There's a whole lot more to come, and I did all that with junk. Everything that I've had to work with has been junk. Recycled junk. And I keep telling everybody that you got to look past the junk. You got to look. Anything that can be made on a small scale can be scaled up or scaled down. And so as you're looking at my workbench with all the coils and the plasma reactor and all that kind of stuff, think outside the box. Think about what that same system would do on a larger scale. I've been running off the same junky old car battery for over a couple years now. And it hasn't got any weaker. It just continues to get stronger. That battery, by all rights, should be dead by now. It shouldn't be any good. Shouldn't even hold a charge. But yet it does. So pay real close attention. If you do take the time to watch my videos, pay real close attention to things that you see in that video. Now, the electric companies out there, they don't want us talking about this kind of stuff. The oil companies, they don't want us talking about this kind of stuff. Matter of fact, they teach the kids in college not to even think it's possible. But when you get used to thinking outside the box, you realize that all things are possible. That you yourself are our energy. I said it before and I'll say it again. If you cannot find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. Because it's all around you. You can take old microwaves and gut the microwave out and cut the transformer in half and use the same wire that you took off that transformer to build 8 U-shaped coils. You can take an old lawnmower or weed eater flywheel that has already built-in magnets mounted on a shaft of a 12-volt or a 6-volt motor and produce high voltage. There's all kinds of ways. You can take old AC motors and turn them into armature generators. Any DC motor that has a permanent magnet motor in it can be turned into a windmill or a generator. I did a video called Bueller Motor. Those motors came up out of a doggone Epson printer. So the technology's there. Scrimping through junk and not throwing away things that other people just take for granted and toss off into the trash pile. That's how you're going to do it. If you need to charge up a few batteries, then you can build you a little miniature generator. If you just need to charge up a cell phone, go out to your local Radio Shack or you tear apart an old deal and get a little diode out there. It seems like the red LEDs work the best. You can take a red LED and you can plug that sucker right into your charger on your phone and you can start charging your phone with the sunlight. It's a miniaturized solar cell. As light as energy. And so with that said, if that can be done on a small scale, you can imagine what could be done on a large scale. The energy's out there. The solutions are out there. And it's up to we, the people, not to be reliant on the system itself in order to hope that somebody's going to come along and build it for us. We got to build it ourselves. We got to build it with one another. Which brings me back to what my friend Daniel was talking about and his frustration with we never got any funds. The alternative researchers can't get the funds to build these deals when they got the answers. They got the solutions. How do you get them out there onto the market? Because the marketplace won't accept anything that says alternative or free energy. So we got our backs against the wall and we're up against the clock. In the meantime, don't just sit idly by and wait for the holy grail of machines to come about. I guarantee you, they're coming. Without a shadow of a doubt, they are coming. I'm going to build the best drivetrain for every single engine under the sun, every single generator head under the sun. It can be used for so many different purposes. Capable of powering itself. I'm doing it. And there's nothing going to stop me. So with that said, look into some of my videos. Look into some of Muddy's videos. Look into Cultus's Desert Experimenter on YouTube. Look into their videos. Look into Russ at RWG Research. And you're going to see things. And you get your mind a-ticking and you understand that there's all kinds of possibilities out there. Ways of manipulating magnetic fields and producing even more energy. Believe me, it's coming. So, with that said, I hope that tomorrow during the Knights of the Round Table, I hope we get some callers in live and we can talk about a few things. And if you got something on your mind, then you want to come to the table and you want to talk about it. Gordy, you're more than welcome to join in on the Knights of the Round Table just by showing up in the chat room. You become an honorary knight of the Round Table. And if you don't feel like coming on air, you can just throw pertinent links in the chat room or smiley face. Just positive pebbles is all it's about. It's about bringing people from all different nations together to seek the solutions to problems that we already know exist in the world. We're all in it for the same purpose. You do have those knuckleheads out there that want to perpetuate the ignorance as long as they possibly can so that they don't have to worry about, you know, ever losing their gravy train. But that's not what these networks are about. These networks are about real solutions, real time, because we have a real problem in this world. Every single individual out here, we need each other. And every single one of you are more important than you can possibly imagine. I say these things because it's true. I say these things because I know that if we don't do something now, all these apocalyptic doomsday type scenarios that people try to keep each other all terrified and on their edge, and some people just really enjoy the excitement of the rush of Planet X coming in to bash us, or some meteorite going to destroy all of humanity, when in reality there's a real deal right in front of our faces. It's called World War III, and our nations are steering themselves towards World War III, and we do not need World War III. And so with that said, it's my hopes that throwing enough positive pebbles in the pond out here on a daily basis is what is actually going to make the difference to steering our world into a better future for our children and our children's children. So I'm going to leave you all with a little bit of words of wisdom. Played this on the Shout It From the Mountain, and I think it bears repeating because it's people, it's real people in many different countries, in many different languages, asking for the same thing: peace and love on earth. You've been listening to Shaziz Mad Science. Next up is Beverly's Hope Show. I hope y'all stay tuned and listen in. She works hard on her show. She's a really good-hearted lady, and I'm just fortunate enough that she's my wife. So with that said, peace and love to everybody out there. Thanks to Awake Radio, and thanks to No Borders, and thanks to Shaziz Radio, and We Roar, and
thanks.
May peace prevail on earth.
Puisse la paix régner dans le monde.
Да будет мир человечеству во всем мире.
Que la paz prevalezca en la tierra.
Pace mbretërofte në botë.
Selam dhe mulla ala misë.
Խաղաղություն ամբողջ աշխարհի մարդկությանը.
Ака ура пенха сума хаканя утхупа.
Yaşasın sülh bütün dünyada.
Не сума каладаму тукулукука.
Нехай путь за мир человечеству во всем свете.
Бише шанти вираж кору.
Намай пис истап лонвол.
Нека мир завлада на земли.
Нека пребъде мира по света.
Кава люда мя, ниньян и яши базе.
Сом ай и пупло ба санте пиеп.
Папас какава на мунду.
Кала пау превалге а ла терра.
Intendere ukale pazikula pansi.
Amani o haruma ye dunia kamili.
Pour la paix simaye dans le monde entier.
Que la paix nous régne dans le monde.
Atmir vide varne na zemi.
No, fred herske på jorden.
Barqarar ba sulh dar jahan.
Niega amankan damahattava andreve.
Move vrede heersen op aarde.
Zamli dinaulo. Diki hensen sochuji.
Olko maailmas rahu.
Vallitko on rauha maailmassa.
Tae ikos mshvidobam telm soplioshi.
Möge friede auf erden sein.
Efkome na epikratisi irini ston kosmo.
Ishre shalom ale adamot.
Vishme shanti rahe.
Leye frede rikya au yerth.
Ke etime tu atirau yonab.
Smuga damei di dunia.
Korev shirkon.
Dawen.
Che la pace regni sulla terra.
Adam zatqa butkau dunia de bebet shalik bolsin.
Amahoro na ganzu kisi hose.
Amahoro yosasa gara muisi yos.
Tege ilue tuaga iru pedoro.
Asti bu hamu jihan.
Tuyunudu tınçlık bolsun.
Kohay zandi hap jong mi yu nai lo.
Laibut mir pasaule.
Frieden mit alle Menschen auf der Welt.
Der Buna pasaulia taika.
Neka mirot zavladei na zemjata.
Ledjen beke auf Ölden.
Inga ni hanzaka era ni zau tutu lui zau ni fantia pahademana.
Semoga damai di dunia.
Yalla al-Pachi, the Sultan Fittinia.
Himay nga rungo kiyo nga itifinua.
Aine man enterion lali.
Fie pache te pamunt.
Dayan bihi inga mornong bayat.
Enim meg iyo yat yep.
Bishoma santi faili rahos.
Mokta devare fred po yoren.
Abu da bulm sisi rablul ar.
Talibi sole panarikse.
Barqaror bod sulh dar sarosar jahan.
Peace must stop long war.
Nek benje pokoj na zemlji.
Que a paz prevaleça no mundo.
Tekse mu yupi alin kausai kachun.
Emalo pel file muile la lulang.
Siriri aduti nanduti sese.
Kojo ibeti lefati.
A kakiso enne teng mo lefatsen.
Novehi samaye pavatiwa.
Kuthula akube semhlabeni.
Nyeh pokoi vzdi vladnie na zemi.
Naj mir zavlada svetu.
Dunidu nabat hakuwarto.
Amani na iwepo duniani.
Mufrid ruta po yuden.
Sana'y manatili ang kapayapaan sa daigdig.
Barqaror bod sulh dar jahan.
Bhumiyil samadhanam nilabattum.
Dame ba mundu tomak.
Kohay santi phap jong ma su lo.
Salam ab alam nisfan.
Swatawangi ketop amirino imamani koto.
Dunyada barish daim olsun.
Dunyada karahatsilik bolsun.
Ketu maut file mu itlalolang.
Хай буде мир людству у всьому світі.
Дуня не аман кайна.
Дуньода тінслік бойся.
Довчук пабе, що то адєт лайки тезе.